Were you in the military?
Yes, I was in the Navy. I went in at 17 years old, and I was in for 4 years.
Did you go to war when you were in the Navy?
A kind of like a war. We had Cold War, so there were war games and different things that happened.
What was it like being in the Navy?
Adventurous, fun. Hard work, not fun. Different times, so all of the above. A lot of fun traveling.
Was it hard leaving your family at 17 to go to the Navy?
No, I was ready to go. I knew I was going to go in the Navy when I was from 2 years old. My grandfather used to tell me sea stories, and I knew I was going in the Navy from when I was little.
During your service, can you recall times when you were afraid?
Not really. Concerned, yes. Afraid, no.
What are the strongest memories from your time in the Navy?
Camaraderie with the friends, working together, and visiting places in foreign countries, and all the experiences that went along with that, the people, the cultures, just a general experience.
But what lessons did you learn from this time in the Navy?
Many. I went at 17, so I was growing up. You learn in the military, you learn discipline, you learn more respect, you learn how to deal with rules and guidelines, get a taste of other people that never learned those lessons yet, having a harder time dealing with those and seeing the consequences of their learning process.
How old were you when you retired? Decided to leave the Navy?
21.
Why did you?
Because there was too much. First of all, the pay was not good. It was very cheap. And although the experience of travel was good, a lot of people that made rank continued the problem of messing with the other guys. Kind of screwing around with them and treating them bad because they were lower rank. Even though I didn't have that happening to me because I was good at what I did and I stayed out of trouble, I didn't like being around it, so I knew I needed to get out.
What did you do when you left? Where was the first place you went to?
I stayed in Japan. I was stationed in Japan. I was already working for the Navy Exchange. I stayed there and I drove tractor trailer in Japan to the different bases in Japan. I also taught English.
How long were you in Japan?
A total of 4.5 years.
What was it like being in Japan after?
It was a little better than being in Japan while in the Navy because I didn't have to leave and go to sea and be gone for 2, 3, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, multiple months at a time. So I got to enjoy staying in Japan, which I loved a lot of the time that I was there. Great experience. Met a lot of people.
When you first got to Japan, did you know the language or did you have to accustom to it?
No, I didn't know anything about it. So I had to learn. Didn't have to learn, I chose to learn because I liked the people and I liked the culture, so it inspired me to learn more about them and their culture.
How long did you teach English over there?
2.5 years.
What did they pay you?
At the time, probably like $10, $12 an hour. But the more Japanese I knew, the more I could explain the different levels of people learning English. Obviously, if you can explain to them, you explain something in English and they don't get it, you can try 4 or 5 different angles of re-explaining. And finally, I have to explain it to them in Japanese, and then they get it. But in order to be able to do that, you had to speak Japanese.
Since our country was not at war during the time you were serving in the Navy, were there any major operations you were involved in?
Yes, we had, in like 1979, they had the Iranian hostage crisis. We were a close support team for that. We pulled into the coast of Iran, dressed up our battleship as a fishing boat We strung lights and we actually got within a couple miles off the shore, ready to attack, to support in case something happened during that hostage crisis where we were releasing. Also, there were the Syrian incident where three Syrian planes shot down a couple of our planes and our planes took them out. That was all under the hush-hush of the world news. And there was a lot of little operations like that that didn't make the... you weren't going to see on Channel 7 news. It was... We used to have Russian bombers that would fly close by with us, and our fighter jets would basically go and do donut circles around them and warn them off from the carrier. I was on aircraft carrier for 2.5 years, USS Midway, which is now in San Diego. And but our planes would typically fly out and thwart any possible dangers, and we would also get close support for any operations that were coming in. And again, these were typically on the hush-hush, kind of quiet operations.
What was the longest time you spent on the ship?
At sea?
Yes.
103 days. And that was during one of those operations.
And what types of food would you guys eat?
Normal stuff. We had our eating area, they call it the mess decks. And we had cooks and laundry people, and we generally ate pretty good. We had supply ships that would bring us our, you know, resupply us. So, I mean, we weren't eating steaks every day, but we would just eat normal stuff that you'd eat at home.
Were there any times where you were involved in fights during the ship?
Not myself, but there were things that happened, like on the aircraft carrier. You have 5,000 guys, and that's why they had the U.S. Marines on there that ran the brigs, which is like the jails. So you're going to have, you got guys that are 17 to 25 and a lot of testosterone, and sometimes, so it's been a while since we've been, we did a stop, and we've been out at sea for 4, 5, 6 weeks, and guys get a little testy. So, sure, there were skirmishes.
What time would you guys have to wake up in the morning?
That was it's not like a normal 8-to-5 job. I worked in the engineering department as an electrician, so we would work 8 hours on 4-hour shift to watch for different watches. Like, I was on generator watch. And then you had, basically it was 8 hours work, 4 hours on watch, 8 hours off, 4 hours on watch, 8 hours work. So my average day was a 16-hour day between 8 hours of watch and 8 hours of work. So, yeah, it was not a cruise ship, and it's a warship.
Were there doctors and nurses on board at all times?
Of course. We had a big infirmary, 5,000 people. It's a city. So we had everything. We had like a onboard hospital, the equivalent of.
Did you ever get hurt while you were on the ship?
No, I didn't. Not really.
Did you ever get sick?
Sure. I mean, just normal stuff. I mean, you go visit, went to probably 11 different countries, so... Got plenty of shots. Every time we were going to someplace that was potentially had issues, we would get shots ahead of time before we went there. Like malaria, we'd take malaria pills. Like when we went to Kenya in Africa, and just Singapore, just different places. You had to get vaccinated.